You're listening to the Crystal River Seafood Pregame Show on the Lounge High Vikings Radio Network. New Star 105.9 WBGA.
And we're back at Martin Stadium. Bill Osborne along with Wes James. We're about 7 or 8 minutes before kickoff of the second round of the GHSA 5A State Championship Playoff between the Vikings and the Astros of Douglas High School.
And Bill, talk just a little bit about the Astros of Douglas High School. What we know about them is their quarterback. Start with 6'4", 225 pounds. We watched him in pregame. The guy looks like an absolute duplicate, like he was cloned from Brian Leftwich.
Byron Leftwich, yes, he does. He's got that upper body strength, pretty tall, what you might not really picture as a quarterback because he's really stocky, huge size. He's a running threat and really has a great pass to the outside flat.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, I was watching him throw. He's got a great arm. He's got a real tight spiral. I mean, he's got a real tight spiral, and it just.
I didn't see miss many things, you know, during warm-ups. He had a couple that he threw down at their feet, a little bit low, but for the most part, he really wasn't missing.
He's got a couple of wide receivers. He is a Division I prospect. Coach says he's got a couple of wide receivers that gets out on the ball, gets downfield. They've got good speed, and then they've got a pretty good running back that's a horse himself.
Yeah, they've really got a couple. I mean, there's who are you talking about in particular? There's Reggie Slayton. There's trying to think some of the others. Jaquan Robinson. There's Chris O'Neill. There is also Alonzo Hines,
and like I said, these are guys that are just good players.
Yeah.
And you look at their offensive line. Now, not a huge offensive line, but the kind of offensive line you need with a quarterback like this. All these guys are like 220, 230, 240. They're all, you know, 6'5", 10, 6 foot. They can get low. They can keep the defensive lineman off his quarterback because watching him, he drops straight back. He's big and tall, and he can see. That way he can see over his offensive lineman. We're going to have to get our hands up. We've got to put a lot of pressure on this guy tonight, Bill.
Yeah, one of the techniques that we play a lot of on the defensive line is called hat in hand, where they literally, I mean, you got to get a hat in a hand, and you want to stay on that offensive line and push him out of the way and go. Well, that doesn't allow for a lot of rushing the passer. What we do is we count on that our defensive backs in coverage. We count on getting push and pressure back from just the sheer strength of that defensive line, pushing the offensive line back. But I was talking to a couple of the coaches this week and earlier tonight. We're going to have a few of them that aren't going to play that hat-in-hand technique tonight. They're going to do a lot of rips. They're going to do a lot of swim moves, and they are going to go and get to the quarterback. We're going to have to do that in order to get to him and keep him from completing those short passes. But that also leads to that you're going to open the lanes up sometimes for running, and that's where our linebackers are going to have to do a good job. With Tavares Williams, Blake Summers, they're going to have to step up. The free safety, the strong safety, they're going to have to play very smart. Gerald Dempse, and really going to have to play and read the offense and see what they're doing.
Well, the formations you'll see, they'll come out in a power eye formation. Sometimes they'll come out in a pro set. They'll drop into the shotgun, and they'll run. He'll send twins, and sometimes he'll split his receivers, and it'll be interesting. Now, defensive wise, they run a 50 defense, very much like ours. Five down linemen, two linebackers, and I understand a couple of their linemen, especially one of their linemen, likes to drop off into pass coverage. They'll use him in pass coverage some. So. If we can get past their linebackers with some one-on-one speed, we might be able to break one.
Well, I don't know that we're going to see a lot of breaking runs that we've seen through the year, like a 45-yard touchdown run or something along those lines. Speed of Douglas is going to catch some of those, but if we can get the holes open in the line of scrimmage, that's going to be the key tonight.
Our captains are coming out on the field tonight, Bill, and
they are Levi Vitas, Kelly Dossey, T.J. Manning, and Darriott Perry. I ain't got to see numbers anymore. It's getting next. Let's see. From Douglas, I'll give you some numbers, Wes. Let's see. Number 7.
And that is Terry Dawson.
Number 2.
And that is Kevin Offenzi.
6 and 8.
and that would be, I have no six on my roster, and eight is Philip Samber.
We got no six, so.
And I will say, you know, I will say this, there's folks, I don't know if there's any folks listening up in the Atlanta area for, if you're listening on the Lounge Network, earlier in the week, I did call and talk with Coach Cantrell, asking to fax me a roster down on the last part of the week on Wednesday or Friday, and
could be one of the,
and it didn't happen. Well, stop, look, listen, here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
The officials have held up the Vikings there about the 40-yard line, waiting on the coin toss to finish before he's going to let them run through. Still out there, officials talking about the coin toss.
This has never happened before.
Yeah, I've not seen that either, where they just have kept them from running on. I mean, they're not going to run other than over to the 50 and to the sideline, but the officials have stopped them all right there at the 40-yard line.
And Douglas has won,
and they defer,
and they deferred.
Which kind of plays into what we've done, Wes, and that is to get the ball on offense to begin the ball game.
And before we kick it off, once again, I want to say thank you, Stacy, thank you, Keith, and all the fine staff over at Crystal River Seafood for all that you do for Lounge High Viking football and for...
Yeah, just a really, I can't say enough about Crystal River Seafood and all that they do for Lounge High football. We really appreciate them, and... the teams have kind of met there down in the there's the flags already. And the game hadn't started, Wes.
Well, we ran down in front of our student section. And then the Douglas football team comes, Douglas football team comes over. And there's, I don't know what's going on over there, but they can't. They can move our football teams on. That is flags being thrown.
Yeah, there's flags thrown. There were at least two. Now, Coach Redshaw has kind of gotten down in there to into the referee's ear.
And had the official who was trying, I don't know, he overstepped his bounds. I'm just going to tell you, right, as a former high school football official, at every, you know, this is the first time I've ever seen this happen, no matter where it happens at.
Well, they want to control the game, Wes, and I understand that. But the two teams were not mixing. There was probably, what, you'd say a 5 or even a 10-yard buffer,
yeah,
between the two.
And the one official, had he not stopped our guys at the 40-yard line and let us come running on the field, this would not have happened. But it did.
I'm not sure how do you enforce this kind of penalty? What do you do?
You're going to call an unfortunate mark against somebody that's going to be assessed on the kickoff. That's what's going to happen.
So why wouldn't it be offsetting, and why would you be throwing the flag in the first place?
Just because he's wanting to show his authority, that's all.
Okay.
And I imagine you've got to understand there were some fights that happened during a game this past week.
Well, with a 4A team a couple weeks ago, you're right.
And last week there was a fight where some players had been suspended from a playoff game tonight.
You hear Douglas now running out onto the field. And now they've come over to our sideline.
There's the flag. They actually came over to our sidelines. Where's the flag? There they go.
Yep, yep. So they offset, which is really what was going to happen really in the first place.
So,
a lot of emotion here tonight, Wes, on both sides of the team, on both sides of the field. This is the kind of game that can get out of hand very quickly, so this officiating crew is going to have to do a good job, settle them down early, and what you're going to see is a lot of penalties probably in the first period that you might not have seen. And not that they would have done anything, you know, that was extraordinary, but they're going to control it that way.
Yep.
Well, we got an early score. Is it Valdosta 7, ML King? No, ML King 7, Valdosta 0. We heard earlier ML King had a chance at a field goal, missed it. It remained nothing-nothing. I don't know how that this transpired. But, of course, ML King leads 7-0.
And the official just showed unsportsmanlike against both teams. But for the folks for the Douglas folks, for the Frederick Douglas fans who are listening on the internet, folks, if we don't get your players out the number,
We're sorry,
but we did call and talk to school officials earlier and ask for our roster and just didn't get it.
Before we kick this off, Wes, we do have to say hello to Jeff Dunn down in Louisiana. And Jeff, missed you tonight. I'll act like you're here, shake your hand. We're going to have a great football game. Hope you enjoy it.
And sorry about LSU. Took Andrew to see the LSU football game, and sorry about what happened there. Number 8, Vance Phillip. Bamber set to kick off with the ball at the 40-yard line, back to deep. Back deep for our
That's 88.
That's 88.
Darnell Coleman,
okay.
I was told Chris Zacchaeus, number 15, was their kicker, but could have changed numbers on us too, Wes, so we don't know if that is the correct name.
We'll be receiving in the north end zone, going from left to right on the radio dial. High kick, end over end, taken by Corey Franklin at the 7. He's across the 10, far side to 15. Steps outside at the 20, and they're running out of bounds at the 22-yard line. I'm sorry, that's Greg Reed, number 24, that took that kick off, and they say they're running out of bounds at the 24-yard line. First and 10 for our Vikings there.
Real low kick, Wes. Greg Reed able to try to get around that left side, but we saw some of the speed of the Douglas Astros on that kickoff.
Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial as we get set.
Five down linemen with on the defense.
Corey Franklin goes under center. He's got Adrian Hargett at quarterback. Derek Perry at one wing back. There's the ball as it goes to Hargett around the right side. He sets right, bounces off one man, two. Good on his feet. Now that's Derek Perry. Stands across the 30, up to the 35. 11-yard gain right off the bat, and a first down for the Vikings.
First down, Vikings.
How do you like that, Miss Eloise?
That was a great run by Derek Perry. He got knocked around a couple times, bounced backwards, and then found the hole and pulled it forward for an 11-yard gain. Christian Glisson now checks in at quarterback.
Ball in the middle of the field. Glisson goes under center, tied into our side. Wing back to our side. Douglas in a five-man front. They stun a linebacker. Again, it goes to Eric Perry around the right side, who's across the 40. And that's as far as he'll get, but that's going to be about a 5-6 yard gain as it gets up to the 41-yard line. Should be second and about 4 from there. Just underway here in the first quarter, 11 minutes to go here in the first quarter, no score.
After the snap, Wes, it looked like that Christian was going to roll back into a pass, and then he made a quick handoff to Darius.
Ball on the near hash mark. Corey Franklin back in at quarterback. Tied into our side. Linebacker on the near side stunts, and again we come to the right side. It's Derek Perry again. He's across the 45, and he'll pick up 4 yards and a first down for our Vikings.
So far, I mean, we're 10:35 now into the first quarter. Only a couple plays, but this is the kind of offense I really expected to see the Vikings come out. 4, 5, 6 yards, and just continue to control the clock and move the ball.
Ball out to the 46-yard line. Douglas in a five-man front, and they'll stand a lot. They'll stand the defensive end up. Now they go to actually bring a cornerback up on the line. We go on that right side again, and we're across the 50. It's Derek Perry. If he's still driving, we'll pick up another 6, maybe 7 yards on the carry.
Wes, Derek got hit about the 48-yard line, and I watched him as he just pushed forward for 2 more yards. And even as the whistle blew, those legs never quit turning.
He crosses the 50 down to the 47-yard line of the Astros. It'll be second and a long 3 from there. 9:45 to go, first quarter, no score. Target at the fullback. Wing back Greg Reed on our side. Tied into our side again. No, this time it goes to Hart in the middle. He's across the 40 to 35. And there's a flag on the play. We're going to have holding back at the 42-yard line.
Great run. They just caught everybody off guard on a quick give to the fullback, and Hargett just busted through the middle. But you're right, there's a flag down about the 42-yard line.
And the official says he grabbed him by the jersey.
Holding against the Vikings, that'll be a 10-yard mark off.
Throwing through to the first down, down around the 30-yard line. Now back it up. So instead of having second and three, is now going to be second and eight. All the way back to our 48-yard line. 9:27 to go first quarter, no score. And Christian Glisson checks in. Ball on the near half mark now. Oh.
Official timeout.
And he's checking something, and he's sending out one of our
blood on Brady Brantley's arm. And probably it. You see who's going to come in at guard, number 50, Blake Summers.
And that's no surprise.
Well, anytime there's blood visible, that's got to be cleaned up before he can get back out on the field. So he'll get that cleaned up during this play and be ready to go out next time.
Cornerback walks up on our side of the field, on the strong side. Glisson takes the ball, gives it right up the middle, and it's Tavares Williams, money in the bank if he gets it the first down.
Great run by T-Money.
All the way down to the 43-yard line.
And Wes, they went right over the hole that was opened up by the guard, Blake Summers.
And at this moment, our Vikings running at will over the right side and up the middle. Franklin back in. Again, the tight end to our side. Franklin goes under center. They put the linebacker across the left side. It's Greg Reed. He bounces off one man, two, sit on his feet, crosses the 40, down to about the 38-yard line. And there is the Douglas Astro Band.
Yeah, they came in a little bit late. Maybe their bus running a little late. Blake Summers, you might be surprised, he's the starting linebacker, but why would he go in at guard? Well, Blake played guard a lot his sophomore year and a good bit last year.
Second and, I'll say, seven from about the 37-yard line. Franklin takes a snap, gives it again to Greg Reed. He gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be the shortest game we've had tonight. He'll pick up 2 yards down to... I'm sorry, it was the back at the 39. He picks it up down to the 37.
Yeah, that Greg, as he started to make that cut, he kind of double-clutched the handoff, and he slipped on as he made the cut, and that was the reason he didn't get many yards on that carry.
It's going to be third and five from the 37-yard line. Malachi Payne, the tight end, goes to the far side. The strong side left, and they stack the line that way. And we give it to Tavares Williams. No, Terry Franklin shoots it. Pushes out to, I thought Tavares Williams had it.
Wow.
Terry Franklin checked it. Pitched out to Gary Terry as he came around the right side. Crosses the 30. Picks up the first down as they run him out of bounds. Inside the 30 down to the 28-yard line.
Terry Franklin had a very late pitch on that play, Wes. And Gary Terry did a great job fielding the pitch behind him, and he circled as he made the catch and picked up the first down.
7:07 to go here in the first quarter. No score. First possession by our Vikings. We started on our own 24. Tavares Williams at fullback. Strong side right for our Vikings. And we give it again to Derrick Perry. Jumped over one man, three, crosses the 20. Down to about the 18. Nightward marking down to the 19-yard line. He's going to be about half a yard short of a first down.
Well, it's a good block by the lead fullback, Tavares Williams on that last play, and it's a great block by the guard Brady Brantley, as well as the tackle on that side, Ed Christian.
And tell you folks listening on the radio, Coach is instead of sending the play in by a wide receiver, he's sending it in by the quarterbacks. He's alternating Corey Franklin and Christian Glisson every other play. This time it's Corey Franklin. We've got a strong side right, like a double tight end, and we give it to Tavares Williams up the middle. And he'll pick up about half a yard, but I believe it's going to be enough for the first down.
Well, the defensive line for Douglas on that last play really clogged up the middle of the line, and T-Money had to kind of double clutch and make a turn there. Got hit just as he crossed the line. They're going to measure an official timeout.
And at 6:07 to go here in the first quarter, they have called timeout to measure this one.
No score. The Vikings have had the ball since the beginning of the quarter.
And while we're measuring this first down, I want to say hello to my buddy Gene Turner of the Gene Turner Band up in Nashville. He lives in Hayhire, actually, Bill.
Okay.
But he plays at the VFW every Saturday night. And since I had a couple of Saturdays, that's where I was Saturday night. Went up and sang with him for a little bit.
Well, good.
Thanks, man. He likes
it. Well, no, I'm good for you. I'm glad.
And very
That's going to be real close, Wes. First down.
And let's see. It is a first down. I tell you what, that's a Gene Turner first down.
So ball at about the 18-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for the Vikings.
Ball on the near hash mark. Ethan Bark brings the
Mayflower mover
and the rest of that Mayflower moving company. And we've got on looks almost like a double tight end on the right side. Wilson goes under center, puts a man in motion, pitch out to Greg Reed around the left side, got blocking out in front. Good block by Derrick Terry as he's horse collar grabbed up around the helmet and hauled down at the 10-yard line, about 2 yards short of a first down. We can't get a first down inside the 8-yard line.
That play, the line was, you're right, was strong side right, had a tight end and two tight ends in that play, but you had two tackles and the tight end on the right side, and they made a toss pitch to the left. And Greg Reed able to pick up good yardage on that run.
5:30 to go first quarter. No score here at Martin Stadium, but our Vikings have it down, well, let's say, at the 10-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Franklin takes the snap, gives it to Derrick Perry around the right side. Scoots past one, two, three. Fights his way inside the 5-yard line. It'll be a first down Vikings. First and goal for the Vikings inside the 5-yard line.
Here comes the big boys. T.J. Manning, number 99, and number 6, Desmond Miller.
And Blake Summers, the linebacker, number 50, checks in.
Now, Blake will play at a wingback position in this, what really is the plowboy formation.
Ball almost in the middle of the field.
They'll leave Darius Perry usually in with this. Blake to be a blocker as well as Desmond Miller.
Douglas has gone to a four-man front and playing four linebackers. They've got all 11 men within about 6 yards of that ball. We give it to Derrick Perry. Cuts right inside and touchdown Vikings. A city of D.C.
That was right over the left side. Lead block, number 50, Blake Summers, and number 6, Desmond Miller. And the Vikings draw first blood here with 4:45 left in the first quarter. Line up in the swinging gate.
Chip Osborne on to snap the ball. Blake Willis to attempt the extra point. Christian Glisson to Mark Willis to, I'm sorry, Mark Willis.
And Christian Glisson to hold.
I'm thinking about Chip being 18 today. The snap, ball down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 4:45 to go here in the first quarter, it's our Vikings 7. Frederick Douglass High School, nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WGGA.
Imagine if the opposing team had 1,000 players instead of just a normal 11. We'd be outnumbered, and we'd be calling for help. Well, roaches and other crawling pests have us vastly outnumbered. For every crawling invader you see in your home, there could be hundreds you can't see just a few feet away. Being so outnumbered, you need to call for help. Astro Exterminating has been leveling the playing field since 1969. So when you feel outnumbered, call for help. Call Astro Exterminating.
You're listening to the Crystal River Seafood Pregame Show on the Lounge High Vikings Radio Network. News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Back at Martin Stadium, 4:45 to go first quarter. Our Vikings first possession. A 7 minute and 15 second drive. Leave it 7-0. Back deep to receive for the Astros is number 20, Timothy Burning. And Bill, I see a 2 on the far side, but that's all I see.
22.
Michael Patrick. There's a high, high kick.
And Patrick will take it at the 2. Comes to the far side across the 10, the 15. Gets by one man, two. Still on his feet as he crosses the 20, up to the 25. And we'll haul him down about the 26-yard line.
Wes, you know who made the tackle?
Who's that?
Number 50, Blake Summers. Blake's kind of been the all-around guy tonight so far in the first quarter. Good kick by Mark Willis. Down at the 2, good coverage. And now we'll get to see this high-powered offense from Douglas High School against this very physical defense of Lowndes.
Ronald Holliday, the quarterback, they're in the I formation. They put one receiver far side, one near side. We're in man coverage. Now they take the tight end, and they move him to the visitor side of the field. Holliday goes under center, gives it to the tailback, cross the side. He's up to the 30, and he'll pick up about 4, maybe 3, maybe 4 yards on the carry. And as soon as I get a number for you.
Yeah, those black numbers kind of fade into that yellow jersey. I'll try and get you a number here, Wes, next time out. In the backfield, you got number 22 and number 34,
that's Howard.
So 34 and 22 are your backs in an I formation.
And then Michael Patrick at the fullback spot. Holliday drops straight back, looking to throw, throws out in the flat. Catch was made for the first down up at the 37-yard line, and finally running out of bounds at the 40.
Wow, really? I thought there would be a late hit on Douglas, number 55, it looked like. Joshua Durden came across and was trying to help his receiver out, and he was already out of bounds, but came in with a lick, but no flag. So a first down for Douglas.
All the way out to the 41-yard line. First and 10, Astros ball on the far hash mark, moving from right to left on your radio dial. Holliday, the quarterback. Now he keeps getting in the I formation. Brings Huntley to our side. Sends Dawson to the far back to tight end. Holliday goes under center, drops straight back, Luke goes out in the flat.
The ball is intercepted by Dawson. He's at the 30, he's at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and did he get it, did he get in? No, he's out at the half-yard line.
Oh.
And what did I tell him yesterday, Bill Osborne?
I don't want to jinx it. We're not going to talk about it. We'll just do it again next week. Kelly Dawson with a great interception got pushed out about the 4 yard. Well, is it the 4 or they got him at the 1?
They're going to mark him down just inside the 1 yard line.
Kelly Dawson set back, read the quarterback's eyes, and made a break at the last second, jumped in front of the receiver and made a great catch and a great run. Now, Kelly's going to get a hard time come film time next week for not getting in the end zone, but just kind of a friendly ribbing. So, first and goal in the backfield. Derrick Perry, Blake Summers.
Franklin goes under center, takes the snap, and he gives the ball to Derrick Perry, who's into the end zone, but there's a flag on the play.
Yeah, that flag happened before the play.
And let's see what we're going to get.
Offside. I was watching Desmond.
It is. Illegal procedure. We've got to back it up 5 yards.
I was watching Desmond Miller, and Desmond doesn't play wingback except in this particular formation, and he looked to be a little too much up on the line and may have actually been over.
Blake Summers checked out. Tavares Williams checked in. They'll move the ball back to the 6 yard line. 3:26 to go first quarter. Vikings lead it 7-0. Ball on the near hash mark, and there comes Ethan Barwick, Levi Vitas, and the rest of that Mayflower Moving Company. Double tight ends to the right side. Perry and Williams in the backfield. Corey Franklin takes the snap, gives it to the TV. No, he keeps the ball around the left side. Touchdown, Corey Franklin.
No, he doesn't. Oh, Mona. I told you, Corey Franklin doesn't have the ball.
Fooled me.
Corey Franklin ain't got the ball. Tavares Williams has got the ball.
He fooled me. I guarantee he fooled Bubba Brown down there on the sidelines, too.
That was as good a fake as I have seen in a while.
He just flat fooled me. Christian Griffin goes under center. It is second and goal at the 3.
Now we give it to Derrick Perry. Now it's touchdown Vikings.
I see you, GT.
Derrick Perry with that touchdown ties Cedric Jones for the for all-time touchdowns at Lowndes High School. And Glisten now comes over to take the snap.
Chip Osborne in to the long snapper. Glisten set to hold, and Mark Willis on to attempt the extra point. There's a snap, kick, ball's down, kicks up, and it's good.
And with 2:58 to go here in the first quarter, it's our Vikings 14.
The Douglas Astros nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on News Talk 105.9 WGGA.
I want a steak, and I don't mean a little piece of meat with some A1 on it. I mean a real steak.
Well, there's only one place for the real thing. It's Austin's Cattle Company. Fresh-cut steaks every single day.
Sounds good, but I'm hungry now. How long will we have to wait?
Well, because they're the top place in town for quality USDA choice steaks, they do have their fair share of traffic. But now with three separate dining facilities, that's pretty big. And the portions they serve are more than enough to get you addicted. I mean, bull.
Austin's Cattle Company, located just off I-75, exit 16. Austin's, it's an addiction you never have to quit.
The Vikings play here.
New Talk 105.9 WBGA.
And we're back at Martin Stadium, 2:58 left in the first quarter. The Vikings lead the Astros of Douglas High School 14-0. After another short run by Derrick Perry, Mark Willis now set the kickoff for the Vikings. Back deep, number 22, Patrick, along with number 20, and that is Timothy Burney.
There's a high end over end kick, and
at the one, he fumbles into the end zone.
Now it's a touchback, and they'll take over first and 10 on their 20-yard line.
There you go.
Well, I guess I won't hear the end of that one for just a little while.
Well, you got fans in front of you. You got coaches to the side of you. And you called a touchdown by Corey Franklin. But you know what? Brother, I was about to say, I see you, Corey Franklin, too. But great fake. And Corey has done that all year long. And Tavares just couldn't quite get in, but Darius picked it up the next play.
Got to say hello to Mrs. Birdman. She's working with the Birdman.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
And I told her we'd say hello to her. Holiday goes under center. Again, they're in I formation. Splits his receivers. One near side, one far side. Gives it to the fullback over the left side. I tell you what, he's got a big hole as he gets from the 20 up to the 25. 6 yards on the carry.
Yeah, Patrick in on the tackle. Number 9, Gerald Dentz, along with number 57, Devin Simmons. But not before he picks up a pretty good chunk of yards there on that first down.
And it'll be second and 6. Good carry by Mike Patrick. Number 20. And Timothy Burney checking in now. Number 1, Reggie Slayton comes to our side. Number 16, that's Albert Huntley, goes to the far side.
34 at fullback, and number 20 now at tailback.
Brings the tight end to our side. Holiday goes under center, takes a snap. Again, gives it to the fullback. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll actually lose a yard.
Number 6, Desmond Miller, the defensive end on the left side, and he'll lose yards, Wes.
Yep, he'll lose 1 yard back to the 25. It'll be 3rd and 5 from there. Inside 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Our Vikings lead it 14-0.
So 3rd down and 5 now.
Nice end twins to our side. Keeps one man to the far side. Holiday is in the shotgun. Keeps two backs in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. Drops back, looking, throws downfield, and the catch is made for the first down, and there comes the flag for pass interference.
The flag probably going to be for pass interference on number 24, Greg Reed, but the pass complete nonetheless. You heard some of the complaining, maybe that Greg didn't get there early, but,
well,
we're not on the field.
In this case, where the catch was made at, it's only going to add about 3 yards to the catch.
Now, would you add on to the catch, or would just take the yards?
You go back to the line of scrimmage, and it's 15 from the line of scrimmage. It was enough for a first down.
Well, they may take the play. Let's see.
Either way, I mean,
it's a first down.
They had the first down all the way out to the 37-yard line, and it was called about the 40, so they'll mark off 15 yards from there.
Yeah, they'll take the 15 yards.
So they'll take it out to the 40 to be first and 10 from the 40.
and I'll just add 3 yards to it. Well, Kelly and Greg are going to have a busy night. Kelly Dawson and Greg Reed with these wideouts out here because Holiday will throw the ball.
Again, the I formation, he has split his receivers all night, one near side, one far side. And this time he brings Huntley to our side in the I formation. And he's got Howard at the fullback, Patrick at the tailback. Kenny shifts his tight end to the far side of the field. Takes the snap, gives it to the tailback, and he's across the 40 to 45, still on his feet, fights his way across midfield into Viking territory.
And that's the kind of thing we're going to have to be real careful of with this team. They have got a lot of speed and a lot of size, and you've got to be able to wrap up and make good tackles. Number 42, that was, Chris Stinson, just wrapped him up, but he pulled loose of that.
Well, that's
normally a good solid tackle by Chris Stinson.
Bill, inside a minute ago, they said he was down just on their side of the 50, so it's going to be second and about half a yard. Sends Slayton to the far side, Huntley to our side. Holiday goes under center. Takes the snap, bobbles it, gives it to the tailback, who's got the first down as he crosses the field.
And Little Bear Simmons just planted him right at the 50-yard line.
Now, he got the first down, but...
No, I don't think so, Wes. From where that mark is...
Nope, the referee says no, says third down.
That's yeah, right. From where that mark is, Little Bear just planted him at the 50-yard line.
Now they're going to measure. And while they're measuring, on the far side of the field... At the ticket gate on the far side is one of our favorite people, West Taylor Secretary Miss Rita, working hard tonight. And we just want to thank you, Miss Rita, for you got the radio. You just stay warm, get you some hot chocolate, keep them heaters going over there. Got her a heater, got her some hot chocolate, and taking up tickets and listening to the ball game. Listen to Wes and Bill. And it is a first down for the Astros as they just get just across the 50. 22 seconds to go, first quarter. Vikings lead at 14 to nothing. Again, Holiday switches receivers. Looks just like Brian Leftwich at quarterback. He sure does. We're in a five-man front. They're in the I formation. Takes it, gives it to the tailback. Gets across the line of scrimmage, gets hit at the line, and he fights his way forward, and he picks up about five.
That's the end of the first quarter,
right? 5 yards all the way down to the four, to our 45, and that's the end of the first quarter. Our Vikings lead it 14 to nothing. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9. WGGA.
The most important customer at General Rental Center is you. It's true. Homeowner or contractor, you're equally important to them. If you come in once a year or once a week, they're going to take the time to make sure that you have the right tool, and they can provide complete instructions on how to use it correctly for easier, faster job completion. It's all part of the everyday service of Alan Strickland and the staff at General Rental Center, 2717 Bemis Road, for the right tool every time.
Well, there are more than 1,000 famous sayings on display in this Benjamin Franklin Hall of Quotes. I wonder how he found the time to make the move.
Like I keep telling you, Mr. Farkle, Ben was a plumber, a punctual plumber. When a Patriot's pipe burst, Ben would be there post-haste to fix it.
So you're saying that Benjamin Franklin had plenty of time on his hands after mucking about with plumbing to dabble with his quill?
Precisely. He also had time to invent the wood stove, the lightning rod, bifocal, swim fin, and the toilet.
Benjamin Franklin didn't invent the toilet.
Just testing you, Mr. Farkle.
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing is offering $25 off your next service call. Call to schedule your service today. Benjamin Franklin, the punctual plumber, with the guarantee, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Log on to BenFranklinPlumbing.com or call toll-free 866-867-5309.
You're listening to the Lounge High Vikings Radio Network.
On News Talk 105.9.
WBGA.
Gotcha. And we're back at Martin Stadium to start the second quarter. Vikings lead 14 to nothing. It's second and about five for the Douglas Astros.
And Holiday goes under center. They're still in the I formation with split receivers. And he keeps it, looks, goes downfield. At back, coming out of the backfield, catch is made at the 40. Good block out there.
But a first down.
And we're going to have a face mask at the 35-yard line. It was a 10-yard pass play. from Holiday down to number one, Reggie Slayton, and then we're going to have a face mask as we sling it out of bounds. Now, the question is it a 15-yarder or a five?
It's a five.
Just a five. We'll take it down to the 30. Bill got a score out of Peachtree. Up there is Peachtree Ridge 3. Roswell nothing with about 2.5 minutes to go in the first half.
All right. That is a face mask call against the Vikings. 5 yards added on to the run, so it's first down and 10 from the 30-yard line for the Douglas Astros.
And waiting for the referee to set the clock. Tight end to our side. They got one man in the backfield, and they give it to the tailback on the left side, and what a good counter play, but he runs into a horde of Vikings as he crosses the 30, and they meet him at the 28, and he'll pick up about 2.5 yards there.
He got through the defensive line, but Blake Summers and Tavares Williams met him right there together, brought him down after only about a 3-yard gain. Well, about a 2-yard gain.
Second, a long eight, the ball at our 27.5-yard line. Just underway here in the second quarter. Vikings lead it 14-0.
Geraldo Orta comes in now in a nickel situation.
Yep, we go to a three-man front. They've got trips to the left side. They keep one man in the backfield. They got a single receiver to the press box side of the field. Holiday under center, drops back, looks. It should be a starts to roll, looking, starts to run. We hit him, and oh, what a great tackle by Tavares Williams as he crosses the line of scrimmage, and he'll pick up just about a yard. It'll be third and 4.
Just a great tackle. I was watching the offensive line for Douglas. Looked like their left guard left early.
Third,
we'll keep an eye on it.
Twins left, twins right for Douglas. Holiday in the shotgun. One man in the backfield. We're in a four-man front. We're trying to get to it. Throws downfield. And the catch is made for the first down if we run him out of bounds. No, it's going to be short of the first down. Or is it?
Well, they're still talking about whether he caught the ball.
Hold on. Did he catch it or not? Because if he caught it, it's going to be a first down.
They're saying he was juggling, but then...
Nope, he's got the catch. And he's got the catch down at the 18-yard line. That's going to be a first down for the Astros. With 10:05 to go.
Rich Spivey now checks back in on the defensive line.
Now again, they go to the I formation. Tied into our side of the field. Holiday takes a snap, gives it to the tailback over the left side. Big hole as it crosses, as it gets down to 15, down to about the 14-yard line.
Again, the two linebackers making the tackle. They're getting through that first line of defense on the defensive line. Michael Copeland now checks out from the defensive end position. Checking in is number 42, Chris Stinson.
And he switches receivers again. We're in that five-man front. Holiday again gives it the tailback over the left side. This time he runs in to Little Bear, and they stand him up, and he gets hit at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Little Bear, he ran into him. Little Bear kind of looked up. He slowed him up, and then the defensive backs came up, the safety.
And it's going to be third and a very long two. The ball just at our 10-yard line. 9:08 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead at 14-0. 21-10, Noonan over Coffee right now. Still 7-0, ML King over Valdosta. Blitzes receivers in the I formation. Holiday takes the snap, goes right up the middle. Oh, quarterback sneaky's inside the five. It'll be first and goal for the Astros.
That was a great play by Douglas. Holiday just looked over his offensive line, saw the hole on the right side, on a quick snap, just dove forward almost into the end zone.
First and goal down at the 3-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Tight end on this side, on our side. Takes the snap, gives it to the tailback. He's into the end zone and touchdown Astros.
Very quickly, number 22, Michael Patrick, one of their leading running backs, just found the hole over the left side.
And with 8:22 left now, it is 14-6, and they're lining up for their extra point.
And that's number 88 on to attempt the extra point, Daniel Coleman. The hold is number 5, Jacqueline Robinson. There's a snap, ball's down, kicks up, and it's no good. And with 8:22 to go here in the first half, it's our Vikings 14, the Astros 6. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on Moose Talk 105.9 WBG.
Valdosta is known as Wintersville for a reason. And the Lounge High Vikings can give you 2 back-to-back. City Signs and Graphics is proud to sponsor the Lounge Vikings on their quest for another state championship in 2007. City Signs and Graphics is Valdosta's banner headquarters. Show your team spirit with full-color banners, magnetic signs, or custom team license plates. PD Signs is a full-color digital print shop with the capability to print full-color banners up to 62 inches wide. PD Signs also specializes in real estate yard signs and indoor signage and posters. Anything that you can imagine, PD Signs will make it come to life in striking bold color. Stop by PD Signs and Graphics on Baytree Road in the Sugar Creek Plaza or call 333-5000. That's 333-5000. Join our winning team at PD Signs and Graphics and go Vikings.
Now, more Lounge High Viking football action on News Talk 105.9 WPGA.
There's the kickoff. There's a high end over end kick.
Offsides right here.
Yep.
Offsides on the kickoff. That'll mark it back 5 yards. They'll be kicking off now from the 35.
And that wind is picked up, and it is getting a lot colder here at Martin Stadium tonight.
I brought an extra jacket tonight. Getting three layers on tonight.
Back it up to the 35-yard line. Last scores we had, Noonan leads Coffee 21-7. ML King leads Valdosta 7-0. And Peachtree Ridge leads Roswell 3-0 with just a couple of minutes to go in the first half.
And they're ready to kick off again.
Coleman set to kick off again. High end over end kick right down the middle. Bounces. And Derrick Perry touches it. He'll pick it up at the 8. Comes near side being chased. And he'll be hit. No, gets away from one man. He's up to the 10. Still on his feet. Crosses the 20. The 25. And I tell you what. Should have been tackled back at the 5-yard line.
Or at least the 10. And Derrick Perry, we've said all year long, has just the level of his power running this year is just phenomenal. So the Vikings first down and 10 from the 25-yard line. And we'll have big offensive line coming out. We talked about everybody but number 65, Lane Grant, tonight.
8:10 to go first half. Our Vikings lead is 14-6. Kari Franklin goes under center. Tight end to the far side. Man in motion towards us, and we give it right up the middle. Garrett, and that's Garrett Perry. He'll get about, no, that's Adrian Hargett. Hargett will pick up maybe 2-3 yards as he jumps in there. It'll be 3rd and 7 from the 29-yard line. Well, so it'll be 3rd and 7 from there.
Yeah, this is the first time so far that we've seen Kari in 2 plays in a row. He's still in at quarterback.
Franklin takes the snap. We got a man in motion, and he gives again to him. Nope. He's got it. And he's, there's a face mask. And if that's not a personal foul, I don't know what it is, because he got yanked to the ground.
Yeah, it looked like Kari just got planted face first into the ground. Let's see what we're going to call is going to be. Definitely a face mask.
Let's see. Personal foul. So let's tack on 15 from there.
So first down for the Vikings after that takedown with the face mask.
And that takes it out to the 44-yard line. 7:23 to go first half.
Glisson now check in at quarterback.
And this wind is really blowing all over the place.
Greg Reed, Adrian Hargett, Darius Perry in the backfield.
Listen, takes the snap. Gives it to Darius Perry around the right side. Breaks across one man, two, as he crosses up the 45, fights his way up to about the 48-yard line.
Darius kind of ran into the back of Lane Grant and Jordan Black. Still just turned and picked up about 4 yards on the carry.
Will be second and six from there. Here comes Ethan Barrick. Levi Vitas, who is considered the dock foreman of the loading dock foreman of the Mayflower Moving Company. Franklin takes the snap. He gives it to
the fullback quickly, but wow.
And he gets hit way back. Let's see what they're going to mark. If they do, they mark him back.
His forward out. Progress got it right about the 45-yard line, I thought.
And we'll lose 1, 2, 3, 4 yards. Bill, it's going to be back third and 10. Now, if you look what they're doing now on defense, they started out with a five-man front. Now they're walking a cornerback up on the outside and when they do that, and also bringing one safety and the other cornerback up inside. You've got 10 men within about 5 yards of that football.
Everybody tight on the line of scrimmage.
Christian Glisson goes under center. Greg Reed in motion. Pitches out to Greg around the right side. He across the 45 to 50. Gets hit and pulled down at the 45-yard line.
That'll be a first down.
And that should be enough for a first down.
Wes, I said to you just before the play, I thought you might see a pass here, but just that toss pitch, that's just like a short flare pass.
And that is enough for a first down, down to the Astros' 45-yard line. 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half, leading it 14-6. First time all night we've brought a wide receiver out. That's Darius Howell comes out. They've been a six-man front. Again to Greg Reed as he fights his way to the 40-yard line. He'll pick up five, giving 6 yards on the carry. That'll be second and four.
Yeah, Darius Howell, of course, the only pass we completed last week against Windsor Forest was to Darius Howell. C.J. Moore now checks in at wide receiver.
C.J. comes to near side. We put Jordan Black at tight end on the far side. They're in a five-man front with a cornerback up on the line of scrimmage. Two linebackers. Now they walk a linebacker up in the gap. We give it to Darius Perry around the right side. Cuts back inside. He runs right into that linebacker that walks up into the gap, but not before he picked up 2 yards. So it'll be third and
about two.
Not third and three.
He'll mark it right on the 38-yard line.
4:19 to go here in the first half. As Miss Eloise is just wearing those rockers out in that rocking chair tonight.
There you hear the crowd getting up now.
Yep, Darius Howell comes near side. We go to a wing tee. Now we bring a back in the backfield. Now, wait a minute, timeout. Timeout Vikings with 3:55 to go here in the first half, leading at 14-6. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
What do the Georgia Bulldogs in a home built with concrete have in common?
Well, both are strong enough to withstand the toughest opponents, and a home with concrete block is built to last. It's energy efficient, absorbs unwanted noise, and unlike a wood frame home, concrete can withstand the most severe storms. Oh, and my daughter says the exterior finish is as gorgeous as that Bulldog tied in she's dating.
Woo!
Call Scruggs Concrete today at 245-3668. That's 229-245-3668.
Your home for Lounge High Viking football. News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
And we're back at Martin Stadium. 3:55 left in the second quarter. The Vikings lead 14-6, and they are driving at about the 38-yard line. It's third down and three. The Vikings just took a timeout. Want to make sure that they've got the right play in this situation.
I don't send a courier up here.
And the officials getting ready to put the ball in play. Ethan Barwick now up over the ball.
Yep.
There's the whistle.
And Corey Franklin goes under center. going to be 3rd and 3. The ball almost in the middle of the field, and they bring both linebackers up in the gap. We give it to Darius Perry. He's trying to get outside. One man grabbing. He's got the quarter. He's across the 30, the 25, and now running out of bounds at the 22-yard line.
But a great first down run by Darius Perry. We said just a minute ago, that toss pitch is almost like a little flare pass for a lot of offenses, and Darius just able to get the corner and get a great first down about the 21-yard line for the Vikings.
Bill got an update. It is Peachtree Ridge 10, Roswell nothing at the half.
Thomas County Central leads Whitewater 14-7.
Charlton County and Fitzgerald 26-12.
Coffee and Noonan. Coffee has now scored. It's 21-10.
First and 10 from the 22-yard line. Corey Franklin goes under center. We've got C.J. Moore out on our side of the field. Again, we give it to Greg Reed.
Greg Reed right up the middle, and he gets down to the 10-yard line. He's got a first down. It should be first and goal from the 10.
Go ahead. Banneker with Ware County 7, Banneker nothing. Bainbridge 7 and Fayette County 7. Cookledge Dodge County 7-0. And Clinch and Leeds Sly 12-3. Thank you,
sir. Charlton County over Fitzgerald
12. And Savannah, Thomasville and Savannah Christian 7-7.
All right, first and goal from inside the 10. The Vikings come to the line of scrimmage.
And Corey Franklin again in at still at quarterback. Adrian Hargett at fullback. We drop. We did drop Darius Perry back in the backfield. Now Greg Reed goes back, and we give it to Reed around the left side. Got a hole.
And Gerald Dent.
Gerald Dent, and he crosses the 5 down to the 4-yard line.
Gerald Dent will get an occasional carry in the backfield.
And it'll be 2nd and 4 with inside 3 minutes to go here in the first half.
Oops, timeout. Let's see. That is Astros.
And while the Astros take it, let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Round Time Football on News Talk 105.9 WPGA.
High school football on a South Georgia Friday night is a Southern tradition. Just like doing business with Farmers and Merchants Bank, we've been building relationships and service since 1907, becoming a leader by providing quality customer service. We take great pride in getting to know you as an individual and building a personal relationship. With locations in Lakeland, Nashville, Homerville, Covington, and Valdosta, we are a Southern tradition you can bank on, and we're putting your priorities first. Member FDIC.
Your home for Lounge High Viking football.
News Talk 105.9
WCGA.
Okay, and we're back at Martin Stadium. 2:57 now left in the half. The Vikings lead 14-6, and they are driving now. 2nd down and goal from the inside the 5-yard line. Douglas just took a timeout, and officials ready to put the ball in play.
And 2nd and goal, we send C.J. Moore to the far side. Gerald Jimps at one wing back, and Corey Franklin takes the snap and gives it to Darius Perry, and he gets tripped up over one of our own men at the 5-yard line.
Running over the fullback, Adrian Hargett got hung up, got hit by number 6, who we don't have their number for Douglas, and Darius ran right up the backside of him and wasn't able to get away.
And actually lose a yard, so it'll be 3rd and goal from back at the 6-yard line. Darius Allen goes far side. It's Hargett, Demp, and Darius Perry. They're in a 6-man front. 3 linebackers up tight. Corner up tight. We got a man in motion, and we give it to...
No, he keeps it.
That's it.
Corey Franklin keeps it around the left side. Touchdown, Vikings. I see you, Corey Franklin. I stopped for a second. What I stopped with, if you look, some of Douglas' players have a really bright yellow sock. And I thought it was a flag down there at the line of scrimmage. The swinging gate set.
And Chip Osborne on to attempt the extra point. Let's see what's going to happen here.
The swinging gate's going to move over. I really thought he was getting ready to snap that to Darius. There was not a lot of outside coverage from Douglas.
Mark Willis on to attempt the extra point. There's the ball. There's the snap. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 2:11 to go here in the first half, it's our Vikings 21, Douglas 6, We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on Moose Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Have you ever asked yourself, God, I wish it could be easier and less painful to buy a vehicle? Well, if you haven't, obviously you're not from around here, or you've been extremely lucky. And I know I'm not the only one, because Dodge of Alasta has as well. That's why they've created the all-new DodgeofAlasta.com. DodgeofAlasta.com is a great website. It's user-friendly, it looks good, and the best part about it, it's painless. It's a no-pressure, customer-friendly environment that you can research, find, or service your vehicle 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drive away, drive today. DodgeofAlasta.com is a breath of fresh air for the customer that wants it all. The best vehicle, the best prices, and the best service. It's no surprise why people from all over are buying and servicing their next vehicle at DodgeofAlasta.com. Come and experience their passion for excellence at DodgeofAlasta.com. Drive away, drive today. DodgeofAlasta.com. We'll see you there.
Back to more Viking football action
on News Talk 105.9 WDGA.
Mark Willis set to kick off, high end over end kick, short, taken by number 20 at the 15. He tries to go far side looking for a hole, cuts back inside, and he's hit, stood on his feet, breaks away from the tackle, crosses the 25 up to about the 27 yard line.
Wes, they had him pinned up there about the 22 yard line, and just a great run by the kick returner, and he was able to get out to about the 28-yard line.
That's Timothy Burney.
We got to thank Mr. Joe Stubbs. He just brought you and I a nice, piping hot cup of hot chocolate.
And it is at the 28-yard. I thought we were hooked up for hot chocolate tonight, homemade hot chocolate. It just hasn't happened yet.
But, hey, we'll take what we can get.
All right. Holiday goes in the shotgun. He sends twins right, twins left. Now he sends the receiver to three. He's got trips to the far side, takes the snap, drops back, looking downfield, pumps, throws downfield, oh, in and out of the hands of Blake Summers.
That ball came so hot, Blake almost didn't even see it hitting and couldn't get his hands wrapped around it quick enough.
I'm going to tell you what, that was a Brett Favre pass.
Holiday can throw some heat now.
That was a Brett Favre pass if there ever was one.
So that's second down and 10 now.
Again, twins left. Now, I say twins. Now it's going to be trips left. A single receiver to the press box side. Holiday in the shotgun. Winner four-man front. Takes the snap. Drops back. Looks. Throws way downfield. He overthrows everybody. Folks, he's standing at the 20. And he throws it to the 25 on the other end of the field.
Without much effort.
55 yards through the air,
yeah.
Just like he just kind of just reached out and just tossed it downfield.
So the clock stops with an incomplete pass. 1:44 left in the half. The Vikings lead 21-6.
It'll be third and 10. Again, now twins right, twins left. Holiday still in the shotgun. Oh, and did they move?
I think we moved, but I don't know if we were drawn off.
That's what I'm saying, because we jumped. We made contact.
That's going to be offsides against the Vikings.
Yep. So the third and 10 is only going to be third and 5.
And you hate that, really, from right there in the middle of the line, because they're right over the ball. Sometimes you get the quarterback gets that hard count, or a lot of times it's the center. The center really can draw people off sides as well.
A minute 44 to go. Again, twins right, twins left. We're in a four-man front. Linebackers have dropped way off the line of scrimmage. Holiday takes the snap. No, it goes to the tailback. They pitch it out, and we're going to hit him by it. We're going to pitch it out. They try a little halfback pass.
It's going to be short of the first down.
But there's going to be a flag back at the 32-yard line.
I missed the flag. Didn't see it.
That was a direct snap.
I see it now.
To number 5, to Jacqueline Robinson. And when he did, he pitched it out to number 22, Mike Patrick.
Holding against Douglas. Now, Wes, that wasn't a first down, so what do you think?
And I tell you what, it's so close. Back him up. Coach says back it up.
The clock's just running.
And you hear our coaches up here, Coach.
Yeah, because during that penalty, the clock did not stop. Now, we can't blame the clock operator up here. It's his job to watch down there and see, and did the referee throw his hands over and stop the clock? They're going to need to check the clock here. Let's see.
Third, and it's going to be third and about 16. Let's see how much time.
Untimed down. He just did this. That's an untimed down, right?
That's what you would think.
I mean, I think that would not be... I mean, you wouldn't do an untimed down, but...
You could, but...
That's not really equitable, I don't think, in this particular situation. And that's what he has called for, is an untimed down.
Nope. Minute 18.
Oh, he put time back on. I see. Okay.
Third and 16. Holiday again is Twins right. We've gone to a three-man front. Holiday takes the snap. Drops back. He's about to 15. Rolls to our side of the field.
Got an open receiver.
Looking. Throws way downfield. And catch is made at the 30, at our 39-yard line.
Wow, number 7, Terry Dawson just got up on top of Greg Reed, but Greg fighting for the ball as well. Thought there might have been a hold back around the line of scrimmage, but no flag.
And Greg Reed was all over him. I mean, it was just one of those great plays, a great catch that was made. Minute 7 to go here in the first half. We lead it 21-6. We had him third and 16, and he just reared back to that ball from standing about the 15.
Now the clock running, 1:05 left in the half.
Campbell in the shot, Holiday in the shotgun. Takes the snap, drops straight back. Looks, comes our side, looking. No place. So now throws downfield. Got a man open, catch made inside the 10-yard line.
His receivers go up for the ball. The passes are not right on the numbers, but he throws it where only his receivers can get the ball.
Now first and goal at the 5-yard line.
Seconds now left. They'll start the clock right now. So first and goal for the Douglas Astros.
And now they go back to the I formation, two tight ends. And we go to a four-man front. They give it to number 20, Mike Patrick. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And the Astros call timeout with 35 seconds to go. We lead it 21-6. Let's take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
It's fourth and goal, 3 seconds left, down by 4 points. The play you call will determine the outcome of the game. In the game of life, when it comes to defeating termites destroying your home, roaches and other disease carriers invading your living space, rodents in the attic, or worse, who will you call to determine the outcome? Astro Exterminating has been the go-to player since 1969 for South Georgians who want to defeat these destructive foes. When you're down to the wire, you can depend on Astro Exterminating.
You're listening to the Lounge High Vikings Radio Network.
On News Talk 105.9.
WBGA.
And back at Martin Stadium. 35 seconds now left in the first half. The Vikings lead 21-6, but the Astros from Douglas High School are driving. Now with second down and goal from just outside the 5-yard line.
And Bill, we had them third and 16 back about the 25-yard line.
You hear this crowd get up now, get behind the defense.
Second and goal at the 6-yard line, and they've gone to a power I formation. Two tight ends. Holiday, the quarterback, goes under center, takes the snap, and he gives it to the tailback. Patrick runs in the middle, and he gets to the 5, and that's as far as he'll get. It'll be third and goal from the 5-yard line.
Running. Now, they'll take their final timeout now, Wes.
And they do. They do with 28 seconds left.
We'll keep it here?
No, we'll keep it here.
We'll keep it right here. 28 seconds left in the first half. The Vikings lead 21-6. Now, they're trying to run power football against this defense. And I would say that is running right into our strength. Now, you may see them try and run a power formation again in the third, on this third down, but then pull up something short and try and throw something into the end zone. So our defensive backs are going to have to be very aware of this play.
And, Bill, I told Levi I would do that. Levi Vitas, who is the foreman of the Mayflower Moving Company. I want to say hello to his uncle, Carlton Warren, up in Nashville, Georgia.
Okay.
Who is listening and can't make it to the games, but he listens to them every Friday night. And, Mr. Carlton, we appreciate your support of Lounge High Football and especially of Levi Vitas, and what a fine young man that is. That he is.
Can't say much for his daddy, but you know.
And while we're doing, I want to say hello to my good buddy.
And I am just picking on Marty, I tell you. Marty is as fine a guy. I really enjoy his friendship that I've had over the years. And Levi is definitely his son.
I want to say hello to my good friend Daniel O'Berry and the Papa Don.
All right, here we go. Third down and goal for the Houston Astros, the Douglas Astros.
Now, Quinn's right, single receiver left. Now he's got Tripp left, one man in the backfield. Holiday goes under center, backs up, he rolls right, looking, trying to run, get to the corner. We hit him, running out of bounds. The big quarterback gets run out of bounds about the 3-yard line. It'll be fourth and goal from there.
Well, I hate to say that we ran him out of bounds. I thought we planted him right there, which would have let the clock continue to run. But the officials stopped the clock as he ran out of bounds.
Be fourth and goal. And the ball sitting on the 3-yard line. And you hear the crowd up with two tight ends. They go back to a power running formation. Fourth and goal. They put Bernie at the tailback spot. Holiday takes it, goes up the middle, gets hit. Does he get across? No, he doesn't.
Oh,
We held him. They do not score.
My goodness. I thought I saw the ball as he reached out, just about hit the goal line, but they called him down before he hit the goal line.
First and goal at the 5-yard line, and we hold the Astros out. 14 seconds to go here in the first half.
Now the Vikings, no timeout for Douglas. So the Vikings are here. They're going to take a timeout, looks like. Yeah, they'll take a timeout. Just to kind of calm everybody down, buy a few seconds, and then they'll get out there and just power this thing forward, try to pick up a couple inches, let the clock run out.
Now that's the thing, because that ball is just outside the goal line. And now here's the thing to do. Well, that ball will be everybody, the quarterback, the running back, everybody will be in the backfield.
Yep.
And we'll have to hand it off in the backfield, and we'll have to get it across the plane of that goal line and then let the clock run out.
Unless the quarterback keeps it.
Which either way, we've got to get it across the paint.
We've got to get it across.
It updated score, ML King 14, Valdosta 6 in the third quarter. Now, we've got two tight ends. Adrian Hargett is fullback. Corey Franklin goes under center. Takes a snap and hits over the right side. And we've got plenty of room. They say he's down. They said he was down. The ball must have come out, but they said he was down. And that's the end of the first half. Our Vikings win it 21-6. We'll take a 2-minute break, come back, and Bill and I will talk about the first half. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hi, I'm Wes James, the voice of the Lounge High Vikings. Recently, people have been coming up to me and complimenting me on my weight loss and asking, what diet am I on? Well, it is no diet. It all started last November when I joined Anytime Fitness over at the 5 Point Shopping Center. Under the direction of Adam and Erica Getzmeyer, we set realistic goals and established a good workout and exercise plan along with a nutritional diet. Under their guidance, the weight began to fall off of my waist began to shrink. At Anytime Fitness, I can work out, do cardio, or even tan any time of the day, any day of the week. Anytime Fitness is open 24/7. Anytime Fitness has a complete line of cardio machines along with a Nautilus circuit, Nautilus free weights, and pre-core ellipticals. Anytime Fitness also offers personal training with the best personal trainers in South Georgia. So if you want to improve your overall health, increase your energy level, improve your self-esteem and overall well-being through diet, exercise, cardio, and weight training, Anytime Fitness is the place to be. Anytime Fitness at the Five Points Shopping Center and a new location soon to open on St. Augustine Road near Blanton Commons. Anytime Fitness, a proud sponsor of Lounge High Football. Tell them, Wes.
There are more than 1,000 famous sayings on display in this Benjamin Franklin Hall of Quotes. I wonder how he found the time to make them all.
Like I keep telling you, Mr. Farkle, Ben was a plumber, a punctual plumber. When a Patriot types first, Ben would be there post-haste to fix it.
So you're saying that Benjamin Franklin had plenty of time on his hands after mucking about with plumbing to dabble with his quill?
Precisely. He also had time to invent the wood stove, the lightning rod, bifocal, swim fins, and the toilet.
Benjamin Franklin didn't invent the toilet.
Just testing you, Mr. Fargo.
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing is offering $25 off your next service call. Call to schedule your service today. Benjamin Franklin, the punctual plumber, with the guarantee, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Log on to BenFranklinPlumbing.com or call toll-free 866-867-5309.
Now back to more Viking football action on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.